You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Adcorp Holdings Limited released their full year's results for the financial year ended 28 February 2026, including a final cash dividend. We're going to be taking a look at this performance in a bit more detail with their Chief Executive Officer, Dr. John Wenzel. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of the numbers. Dr. Wenzel, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. A slight decrease from a revenue perspective if we compare this year to last year. But despite that decrease, the business is still able to see an increase in profits, an increase in operating profits. What do you make of the year that was?
I think at the end of the day, if you look at last year, it was marked by uncertainty. And I think if we look at the results, we can be proud of the fact that even though we had revenue decline, and that revenue decline was a combination of the strength of the South African rand against the Australian dollar, also the exit of two large contracts, and then some strategic choices. Our costs were well controlled. We managed our cash really well. And at the end of the day, we've been able to lift profits, and our headline earnings per share is up 13%. So we're very proud of the results, and I think it's a solid performance in what was certainly last year, I think for everyone, an uncertain economic situation.
Dr. Wenzel, when we talk about operating expenses and operational efficiencies, I mean, I see the business was able to reduce your own operating costs for the year by almost a little over 7% compared to the previous financial year. That doesn't come without some very strategic thinking from a management perspective. How did you approach that, given that you had no knowledge of the uncertainties that would prevail throughout the year, but you knew from a business perspective this was an objective for you?
So it's an important thing not to look at it as a point in isolation. If you look at our operating cost performance over the last 5 years, our operating cost last year was at a rand cost actually lower than it was in 2021. So this has been an ongoing process that we have been on since the last 5 years. And it's built into the way we run the business. We look at our expenditure very, very carefully. We have a saying in the business, cash is king. Everything else is an accounting entry. So for us, it's part of the fabric of how we run the business. And it's lots of little things. It's not one or two big things that we did. So I would argue that, you know, it's part of the way we run the business. And we've been able to do it for 5 years, make sure that our costs are consistently well controlled.
Dr. Wenzel, let's take a look at that cash being king for the business. I want to take a look at the liquidity and the financial position of the business. The business is still very cash generative, able to sit with unrestricted cash by this year's end of north of 340 odd million rand. Now, we understand, of course, that's not cash in the bank, but it does mean that the business has quite the strong financial position if there are opportunities to be taken advantage of. Take me through that cash management strategy versus the debt management strategy the business deploys.
So from a working capital perspective, if you look at the cash on hand, it's a point in time, and intra-month, you know, that balance can drop. But what having that amount of cash available allows us to do is to deal with the uncertainty we see in the broader macroeconomic perspective. Earlier today, we saw interest rates increase, which means without debt on the balance sheet, we're not sitting with debt payments or interest payments that could hurt earnings. And as you point out, it gives us the flexibility. So we remain on the lookout opportunistically. You know, if the right asset comes along at the right price and accelerates our strategy, we certainly would look at that. But what we have learned as well is to manage our cash carefully. So, you know, we're not going to rush and overpay for assets, but it gives us the flexibility and makes us resilient in what remains an uncertain economic situation globally.
Dr. Wenzel, how does that uncertainty influence your outlook going into your new financial periods, going into just how you're managing your broader strategy? You mentioned with the macroeconomic conditions out there remaining uncertainty. That uncertainty is not something you can predict as to how long it will last in the market or not, but you still need to be able to operate a business in that time. How does that start to influence what you look at in the market, what areas you're concerned, the portfolios within the business, and just how you approach your outlook?
So if you look at the things that are happening right now, I think on both sides of the Indian Ocean, we're seeing interest rates increasing. Unfortunately, we see inflation on an upward trajectory. So we do believe that's going to put pressure on our input costs, and it's going to produce margin pressure and pressure from our clients on extended payment terms. So we make very specific and strategic portfolio choices, what sectors we operate in, where we see demand is going to persist, what contracts we persist with, or what contracts we ultimately decide the returns simply are not there. So we watch that very, very carefully. What we do expect, if the current situation persists and oil price continues at the levels that it is, at the end of the day, you will then see GDP growth slow and therefore demand for our services potentially come under pressure. But being on top of that, it allows us to react very quickly and take costs out of the business so that we don't get a long tail of costs when revenue comes off. So it's careful management of the operating base and watching our sectors and our clients very, very carefully and having the ability to react quickly if things change.
Dr. Wenzel, can we take a look at the decision to pay the dividend this year out of income reserves? Obviously, we touched on the fact that having that flexibility, having that headroom and that strong balance sheet does give you optionality where it comes to decisions like this. I want to take a look at that. I want to take a look at keeping the shareholders in mind amidst the uncertain times, the business able to do that. And when businesses are able to do that, it's nice to be able to sit back and say, this is what we're going to do for the shareholders.
Yeah, you make a good point. I think at the end of the day, what our investors, our shareholders are looking at or ideally would want is a company that pays dividends consistently and doesn't have any erratic payment profile. And I think we've been able to achieve that. And if we see where we are right now, notwithstanding the uncertainties, I'm comfortable that the operating approach we take in, the strategic approach we take in, cash is the center of what we do. I think we will be in a position to hopefully continue pay good dividends. So for us, earnings predictability is what our investors are looking for. A good dividend yield, we believe, is what our investors are looking for. And those things are central. And as you point out, having the cash on hand and having been debt-free allows us to pay dividends even when the economic outlook may not be as rosy as it was 2 or 3 years ago.
Navigating uncertain times and finding a way to keep a business on solid footing by taking a look at the important decisions that need to be made. That is how the team at Adcorp Holdings was able to get through this year's uncertainty and still reward shareholders with a dividend from their income reserves. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Dr. John Wenzel, the Chief Executive Officer at Adcorp, for joining us to take a look at their performance throughout the year and try and make sense of it.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.